Chapter 10. Miss Marple, sitting very straight on Florence's sofa, smiled at Inspector Dermot Craddock.
"I'm so glad that you have been asked to help with the case. I hoped you would be."
"When I got your letter," said Craddock, "I took it straight to the AC, the Assistant Commissioner, and he had just heard from the Brackhampton people asking for our help. The AC was very interested in what I had to tell him about you. He had heard about you from my godfather."
"Dear Sir Henry," said Miss Marple.
"So he sent me to look into the case, and here I am. Of course, this meeting is not an official one. I'm hoping you can put yourself in the murderer's place and tell me where he is now."
Miss Marple shook her head.
"I wish I could, but I've no idea. Although he must be someone who knows all about Rutherford Hall."
"I agree. But that includes so many people. A lot of women have worked there. And there's the Women's Institute and other groups. They all know the Long Barn and where the key was kept. Also, we'll never begin to solve the crime until we identify the body."
"And that, too, may be difficult."
"Oh, we'll get there, in the end. We're checking up on all disappearances of a woman of that age. Her fur coat is a cheap one, bought in London. Most of her other clothes were bought in Paris."
"The powder compact wasn't any help?"
"Unfortunately, no. Hundreds of them are sold in Paris. Have you any more ideas for me?"
"I was thinking about theatrical companies," said Miss Marple. "Moving from place to place. One of those young women would be much less likely to be missed."